You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Feel like you need a lift.
When the times are tough and your day has gone adrift,
you can always press play on Buzzed Broadway. Buzzed Broadway. So just press play today.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Carol Channing.
Honestly, this is my favorite holiday of the year, Thanksgiving Eve.
Because it's only about food?
No, Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, Thanksgiving Eve. You get,
well, except before 2020, it's when you would go out and see everybody from high school, but you're all hammered. It's like being at a zoo.
I think I've only done that one time.
You've been elsewhere.
Correct. I didn't actually see my family last Thanksgiving.
Whereas I've gone home every time, so I always go out with my friends from like high school and stuff, and we would go out every Thanksgiving Eve, but it'd be so weird because I'd see people I hadn't talked to in years.
Right, and some people are fat, and some people are hot now, and some people are look exactly the same.
And some people are still assholes.
It's Thanksgiving, and it's a bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
Ooh,
spooky. Bonus track. Yeah, we're talking about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade performances
by Broadway shows.
Specifically by Broadway shows, because this is a Broadway podcast. Yeah, so we're bringing you guys a special episode. Sam and I took some time out of our very busy schedules to
and we can't understate that enough. It's not like a joke that we're busy, like we're actually very busy people.
Yeah, like we're crying. So the 20 of you that listen every week, thank you so much. You're the reason we're depressed.
How do I breathe without you? How do I live?
Because I knew you.
Hashtag because I knew you. The mother, the father, where's the beef?
Sam, do you want to explain what we're talking about this episode?
Yes. On this episode, we are going to be ranking Buzzed Broadway's definitive top five Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Broadway performances.
That we had access to.
Sure, because there were some before they were televised. There were some that,
right, we're coming up on, we just celebrated 90
something
parades, right?
Something crazy.
The
90th, like that.
I think the 90th anniversary was a couple years ago, so.
This year will be the 93rd parade, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Great.
Isn't it crazy? And it's not even really a parade, it's a pre-shot, pre-televised. If any of you have seen any, like, award shows that have taken place, like the VMAs or the Tonys, they'll be, like, pre-recorded performances.
When are the Tonys happening?
The Tonys are happening before the end of the year. I don't know the exact date, but there are Tony Awards this year.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, did you not see the nominations? Aaron Tveit nominated solo in his category.
Aaron Tveit is just so good.
He's the only one.
Let's get into it. But of course, we need to tell our audience what we're drinking.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Fritz Bernays. Nope, that's a type of dress, not a type of drink.
It is. You're correct.
I'm drinking wine. But you know what I had before? Me and Chad went to a bar before this and got like an appetizer. And have you ever had a Blue Moon with a shot of peach schnapps?
No. I don't really like schnapps. It's too sweet.
It is pretty sweet, and Blue Moon is already a pretty light beer. But it tastes really good together. Anyways.
Great.
So I'm feeling good.
Amazing. I'm drinking a Negroni, as always. I have some beers to toss it back after. Some Trader Joe's Simpler Times Pilsner. Because I love Trader Joe's.
All right, let's talk about, let's bring it down, our top five.
I think that sounds good. But first, I have a surprise for you, Miss Harrington. Tonight on Buzz Broadway, we are going to be quizzing you. Because I just found out about this. Amanda is not an avid Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade watcher. She had not seen most of these performances that we'll be talking about tonight until we decided to do this episode. So I'm going to quiz her on some Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade trivia.
Ooh, are you?
Yes, I am. If you get it right, Sam I have to drink. Amanda and I have been talking about bridesmaids all day today, so if we seem extra bridesmaids quotesy, it's because of that.
We're already pretty bridesmaids quotesy.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As always, if you get them wrong, you have to drink. And if you get them right, I have to drink. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want one to start out? This one's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, give me an easy one.
What holiday did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade originally celebrate?
Thanksgiving?
I'm so sorry, that is incorrect.
What was it?
On Thanksgiving Day in 1924... hundreds of Macy's department store employees came together to kick off America's most treasured holiday, Christmas.
I mean, I guess it is pretty Christmassy.
And that is the history as to why Santa Claus finishes out the parade. Because the parade is not actually a celebration of Thanksgiving. It's an ushering in of the Christmas season. Amanda, do you want to kick us in with our fourth fourth runner-up?
Yeah.
For the best Let's performance? Talk about
it. Coming in at number five on our list is One Short Day from Wicked, featuring Christian Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Keep talking.
My favorite part is when those, like, giant-ass, like, weird-looking people things came out in it.
The wizards. They're big, with like, wizard bobbleheads.
Did that happen in the Broadway performance?
Yeah.
Oh, I clearly
And then their heads
it.
Go like, pew, and like wow. spring up and like
I
swirl around.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why I put it as number five, because I was like, that's so cool. But apparently
that's new. They made that for the parade.
Yeah, because I really like things that do things specifically for the parade.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
They changed, yeah, Beetlejuice, like they changed all the lyrics to be like pertaining to the parade. It was very funny. What I really liked about this performance is that Wicked had just opened and the producers were like so surefire it's like a hit. I mean, the tickets were sold out, so like they knew
right,
that. But
right.
this is only a month after they opened. They opened on October 30th. The energy in that company is like so palpable. You can feel how excited they are to be performing on the parade. A couple moments that I really love. Number one, Glinda's blue dress. They changed the costume for the parade, which is another little parade thing that I love, is when it's too cold to perform in the show, costumes from the show, they have, like, a backup, and it's this, like, weird blue, like, long-sleeved dress with, like, a coat. It's very strange.
Oh,
and everybody
yeah.
else, everybody else is in the same costume.
Yep.
And I love a bird's eye camera at the parade.
Oh,
and
yeah, me too,
number uses it so well. Yeah, number five, One Short Day from Wicked. You ready to hear what our number four choice is?
Yeah, girl, I'm waiting for you.
All right, so number four. Oh! Before we get to number four, I've got another question for you, Miss Harrington. Are you ready?
Bullshit.
The current parade route spans from West 75th Street to 34th Street in Herald Square outside of the flagship Macy's store. How long was the original Macy's Day Parade?
I'm going to say 15 blocks.
I'm so sorry, that's incorrect. You went the opposite direction. So, like, the parade right now is, like, 40 blocks?
Yeah.
It's, like, 2.5-ish miles. 2.65, I think. So, the original parade route started on 145th Street and ended at 34th Street. So, we're talking 111 blocks. It was over 6 miles.
Okay, I thought the original parade route would have been shorter.
No, they literally went from Harlem all the way to Midtown, which is psychotic to me. I can't imagine. They had to, like, hook horses up to all the floats. It was wild. Because it was also in the 20s. It was, like, 1925.
Right.
Bonkers.
Wow.
bonkers. Did you take a sip?
I sure did. I took like three.
Great, 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 great. All right, number four. Is everybody ready?
Yes, we are ready, Doug. Hit it.
Number four. We are talking about the 1994 revival of Grease performing We Go Together, starring the incomparable, the legendary, the eyebrowed Brooke Shields as Betty Rizzo. Leader of the Pink Ladies, and apparently Danny Zuko, like, she rides on the back of Danny Zuko's motorcycle?
Yeah, and he's like, what are you guys gonna do after Rydell? And she's like, I'm gonna go star on Broadway.
Oh, it just, like, it was just, so weird. It, like, makes me cringe, but also, like,
the performance,
I still just love this revival
weird.
So much. Oh, my God.
I know you do. We talked about this, like, this was our second episode ever, first of all.
And I think we talked about this revival for maybe 15 minutes.
Yes. So this, I had seen this performance before because I watched it when I was preparing for our Grease episode, and I remember being really fascinated by what they did with the hula hoops.
Yes, do you know, oh, what, my, I, God, the hula hoop
as
thing.
As a choreographer myself.
Yes, would you tell our audience your credits as a choreographer?
Yes, I have choreographed The Music Man and the exceptional musical Wonderful Town.
Lest we forget about Recess the musical.
Oh, I forgot about those. Those don't count. But
Shrek,
where was I going with this?
I don't know what else you did.
I did choreograph Dear Edwina Jr. and Shrek Jr. But I also directed and produced and everything. No, okay, so as a choreographer, I am all about big moves that are so easy. Because it's something that fills the stage, but the actors may not need to work so hard. And I feel like that's probably not what the intention was. But I love it because hula hoops, you're just spinning them. And obviously they do tricks and shit. But, like, I feel like that's such a good idea for, like, an amateur theater production or a high school or something.
Yeah. The choreo is just so intense and there's so much going on. It's literally like a smorgasbord of visuals happening. There's hula hoops. The costumes are like crazy black and pink and white and geometric shapes. It's literally like Grease on acid, I think is what we said.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Grease on acid. And we'll talk about it later, but like just lip syncing for the gods.
Yep. Coming in at number three,
Oh, Amanda, I'm so sorry. That buzzer sounds means that you're going to answer another question.
Ah! I hate you.
In 1957, an iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon drenched the crowd with rain. Which iconic balloon was this?
Snoopy?
I'm so sorry. That's incorrect. In 1957... the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was happened upon by an enormous rainstorm. And as Popeye the Sailor floated through New York City, rainwater began to collect in his sailor cap until the weight of the rain became too much and the water spilled out of his hat and onto the crowd, flooding the streets of New York with gallons and gallons of rainwater.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Imagine just trying to eat your spinach and then all of a sudden you get rain stuck in your hat.
All right, well, I'll take a sip. And then coming out at number three is the show-stopping number one from A Chorus Line.
Wow, 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 wow.
It is a show-stopping number in general, but seeing it performed, well, so they typically wear all the gold suits or whatever, and this one was in more everyday clothing or their more rehearsal dance wear. So it was definitely different, but just like, I mean, the choreo in that number I could watch forever.
I feel like they might have done that for two different reasons. The first is that, like, it's such a spectacle at the end of the show. I think sometimes they don't want to give it away. Obviously, everyone knows they're going to come out in the gold suits, but I think they just didn't want to, like, do that much flash. I also think the other thing of it is that it gives each individual actor a little bit more, like, credibility on the parade. Because when they're in those gold suits, they almost lose all of their identity. Like, can't recognize who's who from who.
That's very
And I feel
true.
Like having just the 16 of them in all of their costumes, it's much easier for, like, families or friends. Or, like, I have this video now where you can, like, clearly see me, Jessica Lee Goldwyn, like, dancing on television or something. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's magical. They're so tight in their choreo. They also, much like Wicked, had only been open for about a month. So they were really, really fresh with all of their energy as well.
All right. What's number two?
Number two is actually a performance that I had not seen until we decided to do this episode.
Oh.
Number two is Mysterious Ways, performed by the 2005 original Broadway cast of The Color Purple.
Color Purple's only from 2005?
Mm-hmm. It feels much older. The style of music is much older. But the movie's only from the 90s.
Yeah.
The book is older, obviously.
Yes.
But...
All right, why'd you love it?
I loved it because of a woman named Carol Dennis. Carol Dennis, in the original production, played... the gospel singer in the opening number when they all of them are at church. This is also just such a special number in the show. Do you know the show at all?
Yeah, a little.
So it's incredibly dark. Or if you know the movie, yeah.
Yes.
It's incredibly dark, obviously. There's a lot of very intense subject matter that the show deals with. And I think just starting the show off on a high note, A, allows the dramatics to kind of flow a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But B... it also just, like, reminds you, like, we're bringing you in with something joyous. Like, we're going to take you out with something joyous, too. Like, it's going to be rough in the middle, but, like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
This number is so magical. They did a cut from it on the Tonys at the most recent... Well, they did a cut from this number on the Tonys when the show opened in 2005. And then in 2016, when the show was revived, they did a cut from this number with some of the other songs from the show as well. The choreo, the energy, just everything about this number lends itself so well to a parade performance, and I am really, really here for that.
It was a very powerful, performance.
Yeah, I know this was also one you weren't really familiar with before we decided to do this.
No.
All right, I just sent it to you, like, a little while before we recorded so you could watch it.
Yeah, it was a good thing to watch before I started this.
Oh, my God, they're so freaking talented, and I love the way that they're moving, and it just really gets me going. It's a great opening number to a very, very sad show.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Before we get to our number one choice, I have one more trivia question for you. Are you ready to answer it?
No.
We all know the iconic... Pillsbury Doughboy, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon. He is wearing 200 XXL shoes, meaning like 200 X's. How wide is the Pillsbury Doughboy's bow tie? Is it A, 6 feet, B, 3 feet, C, 9 feet, or D, 1 inch?
I'm gonna say 9 feet.
I'm so sorry. The correct answer is A, 6 feet.
Really?
Yes, 6 feet wide. Isn't that crazy? How many questions are you? Are you 0 for 4?
I think so.
Amanda, I'm so sorry you couldn't get any of those questions, but, you know, I know you're not familiar with the parade, so I just really wanted to try to stump you, and it looks like I did my job.
That's okay. I feel like with what we have scheduled for the rest of the season, I will be able to fuck you up in so many ways.
But you have to remember, you can't do that too much because we all know what happened with hashtag bad Hamilton.
Hashtag. I still have it. I should really clip it together.
We need to figure out how to release it to the masses. Maybe that'll be the thing that gets us famous.
Is me being like, Sam, it's over.
You did it. We've got a couple honorable mentions, and I'm ready to talk about them. Our first is 2015's performance from The Wiz Live, starring Shanice Williams, David Alan Grier, Neo, Elijah Kelly, performing Brand New Day.
Oh.
The vocals are just so wild. The choreo is incredible. I also love this number.
Me too. Were you at that festival when we were in middle school when we sang this song?
Absolutely not.
I went to a festival in middle school, like from around the state, and we sang the song as our finale of our concert.
Wow.
And it was my introduction to the song. Ugh. And ever since I've been obsessed. Obsessed. What's your other honorable mention?
My next and last honorable mention that didn't quite make the list was Sideshow, 1997, performing We Share Everything, our great girl Emily Skinner, our great girl Alice Ripley, their ensemble of men, all in their Egyptian garb, staying butt to butt, close together, doing all that intense choreo on a Thursday morning in the cold.
Without moving from each other's butts, without being attached, is crazy.
Wild, right?
With that being said, let's go on to our number one pick.
What is our number one choice?
Number one Thanksgiving Day Parade Broadway performance is Brotherhood of Man from the 1995 production of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Oh, wow.
Tell me
so
your
good.
Thoughts.
You want me to start?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Number one, Matthew Broderick is a Muppet. I'm convinced that he's not a real human. I'm convinced that he's being operated by a puppeteer. I know he's done a good amount of stuff on Broadway. He should do more.
He is so good.
He should never leave. He's so talented.
I love watching him perform. So
can you also, like, picture him, like, in bed with Sarah Jessica Parker? Because I can't. Not, like, having 100%. Sex. I just mean, like, laying next to each other.
I can 100% see it.
Really?
Yes.
So wild.
They were touring. I think it got canceled. They're supposed to be in Boston in, like, March. They were doing...
Yeah. It was a pre-Broadway tryout for a show called Plaza Suite.
And it was just the two of them.
Yeah.
I would have killed to see that.
Oh, my God, I know.
Canceled. Anyways.
But yes, like I said, Matthew Broderick is a puppet. I'm convinced he's not really a human. And secondly, Lilias White. I have nothing else to say. The one thing I will say, actually, is that she is such a good performer and vocalist that she is such a bad lip syncer.
Yeah.
So I
there
think
were some bad ones.
The way we talked earlier about the fact that this show hadn't had a cast recording yet, and also this part for her, she's not like a fake scatter, like she is an actual jazz vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch different clips, there's like a lot of bootlegs online of Brotherhood of Man from this production. She changed it every night. It was like a real scat. It wasn't like a pre-written thing. So she got out there for the parade and she's like, I don't remember what I did. It's scatting. Like, I'm just gonna...
Literally, I didn't even think about that.
Yes, she, like, gets out. If you rewatch the clip, she misses, like, the first few syllables because she doesn't remember what she did. Because she just recorded it scatting because she's a real jazz vocalist.
That's, like, setting her up for failure because
truly.
She's so talented that she's actually improvising. Wow.
Oh, my God, she's so good. What do you like about this?
I mean, for me, these performances are really all about choreography and what they showcase. And I really, really like the... I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch the Daniel Radcliffe revival performance.
You're not missing
just
out.
Because I don't care. Like, I love Matthew Broderick. So I just loved the close-knit type men group levels within these men in their suits.
In all of their, suits.
It was just, like, it was just classy and very well done.
Could not agree more. How did we do it?
Well,
what?
I've been watching so many Thanksgiving Day Parade performances, and I can't wait, because Broadway just recently announced that they're going to be live streaming some performances for us on Thanksgiving.
Yes, there will be some pre-recorded performances at the parade this year. Broadway cannot be silenced. The Broadway will be back. Mm-hmm. We're getting performances from Mean Girls, Ain't Too Proud, Hamilton. I'm missing one. Anyway. Jagged Little Pill. I'm so glad to see that there will be some pre-recorded stuff for people to watch. Amanda, real quick, lightning round, not trivia. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Stuffing.
What's your favorite way to eat leftovers?
On a sandwich?
You do a Thanksgiving sandwich?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. My favorite Thanksgiving food, also stuffing. We have that in common.
Okay.
Bread casserole. How can you not love it? What was the other
question? Do you have any traditions?
We usually wake up early and watch the parade.
That's cool.
And me and my sister or brother usually get up at like 3 a.m. on Black Friday and go people watch. We don't shop because fuck capitalism. Yeah. Even though my dad is a capitalist.
Also, just wait for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, but that's also capitalism.
It is. That's
a
joke.
I get it.
It is funny.
Okay. What was the other question I asked you? Favorite Thanksgiving food?
That was
food?
It. Traditions.
Oh, eat, way to eat leftovers.
How do you eat leftovers? Yeah.
I usually try to find something. I saw a new recipe for Thanksgiving leftover egg rolls.
Ooh.
I think that would be good, right? Right?
That sounds good, yes.
But a sandwich is the thing.
It's hard because I have divorced parents, and if I have a significant other, that's like a lot of Thanksgivings that I'm going to.
Yeah.
So this year, between my mom, my dad, and my boyfriend's family, I'm going to 3 Thanksgivings within 2 days. So oof. I try not to eat leftovers. Because it's just like a lot of turkey. But I could eat
a lot of turkey.
The stuffing
tryptophan, man.
And mashed potatoes all day.
Why not? Oh, mashed potatoes? I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Wow, and Friendsgivings. Man. Like.
And Friendsgivings. That's the new thing. I'm working at a pie shop right now. Mm. So like pie through the roof on Thanksgiving. Pie for breakfast the day after Thanksgiving. That's always great.
That sounds good.
Amanda. I'm thankful for you this year. I'm thankful for this podcast. Thankful that I get to connect with a friend every week who I love and care about.
Thankful for maintaining somewhat of a healthy mental stability through 2020. Does that make English sense?
I'm thankful that we haven't yelled at each other yet. That's what I'm thankful
it's
for.
Because we're very calm.
We've gotten close
I
a couple
never
times.
Yell.
No, I would never yell either. We've gotten a little stressed
it's
a couple times.
Frustrated.
Hashtag bad Hamilton.
Maybe I was curt. But I would never yell.
All right. I'm thankful. Thank you all so much for listening to this Thanksgiving episode.
Thankful for you guys.
Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're so happy that we all get to celebrate. Be safe. Wear masks if you're with elderly family members.
Yeah. Please be safe,
guys. Wash your hands. Hand sanitizer. Social distance.
I love you. Be safe. Thanks, guys.
Bye, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. For more information on how to support our podcast, visit bpn.fm/buzzbroadway or on Instagram at @buzzbroadwaypodcast. Buzz Broadway is conceived and hosted by Amanda Harrington and Sam St. Jean, with editing by Amanda Harrington. Original music by Carl Pariso with arrangements by Patrick Duro. This is a Broadway Podcast Network production. As always, thank you to our sponsors, to BPN, and to our listeners. See you next time.
Buzz Broadway. Buzz Broadway. So just press play today.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations, excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.